This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Merry Christmas early. I talked earlier at the beginning of this particular broadcast, and I said, we got to step back, step out of ourselves, and reflect on our lives. Count the blessings. And it isn't just an end-of-year thing. You should be stepping back daily and counting the blessings. The more you're able to do that, where you can stop and smell the roses along the way and not, like, wait for the year-end recap, the better off you are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't know if you need a pep talk. I don't do these things for pep talks. I do these things as a reminder of my life, how I need to step back every single day and look at the good things that happen. Let me just tell you something. The reason why people get disillusioned with their spouse, they get disillusioned with their own kids and things like this is you're in the day-to-day mix of, you know, the hustle and bustle of what your life entails, and it's not easy. You're worried about your kids' grades. Are they going to get into college? You know, your spouse's health or their job security. Are you going to have insurance? You know, can you get that new car? You know, you got bills. You got all these things. And when you step away for just a moment, maybe you get a chance to take a vacation if you're lucky. Where are you going to go these days, right? But and you can reflect and you go, wow. When I step back and I get out of the mucks and the mire of everything that's going on, I do have a pretty good life. Step back. Step back every day. I get it, man. We are so busy over here personally and professionally, I can't even see straight. But do you know what? I get up every morning and I say to myself, I'm so fortunate to be able to influence whatever number of people that listen to this program. We don't have the numbers we want. We don't have anything close to where we believe we deserve as an organization. But you know what I say? Hey, it's all God's plan. Just keep doing what you're doing. God whispers in my ear and says, go do it, dude. What did I tell you? Just go do it, KJ. Come on, baby. Yeah, God, y'all didn't realize God is black. He talks to me like, what's up? Come on, baby. Wake up, baby. So, yeah, and here's the thing. You have so much talent. You have so much to offer, and you give it out every single day. Here's what I can bet you. I bet you as a conservative, you give and give and give and give of yourself. Selfish, selflessly, and people just selfishly take advantage of you, but you still give. Do you know our economy is built on that being part of your DNA, that American spirit that says, no matter what, I will make a crop. No matter what, I will shoe the horses. I will cobble some shoes. I will do what it takes to give my part back to society, to the economy, to the world. And there are times when you do your little task and you go, I wonder if it matters. Yes, it matters. Yes, it matters. Just as the dung beetle matters. I mean, who would imagine that God would make an insect that takes dung and rolls it up and uses it? I mean, what do you do with your dung? Nothing, I hope. But God in his infinite wisdom went, I'm going to make something that takes something you would never even think to do anything with, and I'm going to give him a task. I'm going to give that beetle a task. It's a job that nobody else, that Americans don't want to do, according to the left. You're right. I do not want to roll dung and get the juices out of it or make it a nest for my young. I just don't. Call me strange. I'm sure there's a fetish for it on the internet somewhere, though. So you're out there, you're just doing your thing day to day, and then we're supposed to reflect, right? Oh, at the end of the year, let's reflect. We're coming into a new year. Let's do this. Let me tell you, you're coming into a new year. You should reflect. You should reflect on your life all the time, daily. Ask yourself, are you doing the things that move you forward, that make you fulfilled? And as I learned, it took me far too long because I have many years behind me, more behind me than I have in front of me. But it took me far too long to understand you got to take your time and you got to appreciate the things that are happening daily. And if you don't do that, it'll drive you crazy because life is not meant to be easy, folks. It's a difficult thing. Everything that we're facing right now, as strange as it is toughening you up for the next phase of life. I know that sounds weird, but it is. It's all steel sharpening steel. That's what we're doing. So, yeah, Merry Christmas early. Happy New Year early. Happy Valentine's Day and Easter and birthdays and anniversaries and next year, whatever you're going to celebrate. Happy all of it. Days, man. They're just days going by. It's funny how Christmas seems to come every year. Strange how that works out. Except with the left, who knows, as I mentioned earlier, who knows when they're going to cancel it. They seem to have cancel culture on whatever they choose. They can cancel elections. They can cancel Christmas. They can cancel conservatism. They can cancel a border wall. They can cancel all this stuff. That is until they need it or until they want it. They can cancel this stupid COVID. Oh, wait a minute. It's mutating. Wait, I forgot. We can't just cancel that because we got a whole agenda around that. We got a way to rob the world of its riches and maybe institute, you know, some basic universal income. Don't you sweat it, though. You're not going to need it. You might pay for it if you don't fight. You know what I noticed about stuff? We let it get way out of hand. The minute this Wu Flu started, well, our campaign should have been, it's not that big of a deal. You know what? It may kill a few people, but we're going to give you the real stats. We're not going to let these CDC and all these government agencies tell us what to do. We will not go on lockdown. We will initiate lawsuits on anybody. We could have stopped this stuff in its tracks, but we didn't. I remember when I noticed, I said, you know, there people are beginning to wear masks, and I thought they were foolish. I thought, look at these clowns. Now you go out without your mask, and you look like the clown. People look at you like, what? Look at that freak over there. That freak that's showing his whole face. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Birch, she broke quarantine and COVID protocol. She traveled with her family for Thanksgiving. It's just leaking out. Are you surprised that an elite who warned you against hanging with your homeboys is hanging with her homeboys and homegirls? Do you think Fauci cares about COVID protocols? Who follows them? You do in public, but privately you mock them. You're like Muslim women. Publicly you wear your hijab or whatever they call it. Privately you dress as you wish. You walk around your house in a bikini, but you don't dare do it in public. Welcome to one of the best radio shows on the planet. Insightful, clever, funny at times, and based purely on the insights of Kevin Jackson, part of the Kevin Jackson Network. That's why you're here. You're here for truth. Sometimes it's brutal. Sometimes it's ugly. But it's always truthful. And it's always from the heart. Because I love you guys. Hey, we'll be back. Keep it here. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was thinking about the show today, and I was like, God, what do we want to cover? About to cover. But then again, it's kind of the same stuff. It seems to me to be the same stuff. I will tell you this. I got an interesting email. Email from a friend of mine. He's a very wealthy man. And the email essentially says, hey, we had a great year. And as I always tell you guys, it's not my money, it's God's money. So Kevin, he goes, I'd like you to pick a charity. And he goes, I'm going to give you $100,000. He goes, I'm going to donate $100,000 in your name to this charity. But it can't be something that benefits you. It must be somebody that you help. And he goes, I don't want it to go to United Way. I want it to go to a little charity where this money will make a huge difference. So I'm sitting there going, you know what? This friend of mine, by the way, has never given me a dime. I've never asked him for it. Well, that's not true. He gave me $3,500 for an event that we did. But and that was just, it was routine. He does that a lot. But I'm, in terms of his ability to give, I've watched him write $5 million checks. Just to put it in perspective. So anyway, he sends me this email. Kev, it's been a great year. You know, we love to give, he and his wife and his family. And by the way, this email, I guarantee you, went out to, conservatively, 100 of his friends. But he says to all of us, you know, we don't know who's in the copy list, but I'm with him all the time. I know who got it. And he says, you got to give it to somebody that it matters. And I went to Melissa and I said, hey, who do we want to give this to? Call my friends. I go, who do you think it should go to? Should I do something local now that I've moved to Arizona? Do I give to the charities that I've supported over the years? $100,000 is a lot. That's what we would raise when we did a big event ourselves. So I don't know. I don't have an answer yet. But I have until I got another, I have two more days to figure it out and get him some inputs. So I reached out to people in the community and said, hey, who do you know that $100,000 would help tremendously? I don't know how that's going to appear on my taxes. It can't look bad, right? That I gave away $100,000. Woo! But here's the interesting thing. So I read it. It says, look, you can't give it to yourself. Can't get, or anything, you know, you're associated with. And my first thought was, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't even want to do that. I want to see the light in somebody's eye when they get $100,000 from somebody they don't even know. It's pretty amazing. And I want to feel that. I want my youngest son who's at home, I want him to feel go there and see what happens when this person gets this $100,000 and goes, what? Whoo. How exciting. You know why he does it? He does it because he wants people to feel that. I think about what a wonderful man this is, a wonderful family that says, look, you may have given 5, 10, 20, 100 bucks, 1,000 bucks. In an impact, let me tell you something. I got a lady one time, she gave us, we were doing a fundraiser, and across our internet fundraising deal, you know, where we look at the numbers, comes two $2,000 donations, and we panicked. This was early on when we started. And I said to, I think it might have been Melissa, somebody on staff, I said, hey, let's contact this lady right away. I go, this is obviously a problem. This is obviously a mistake. We must get her right away so she doesn't bounce a check. She meant to give $20. She hit, a lot of times it would hang up. It would hit twice. I said, she actually donated twice. So I sent her a note. And I said, hey, so-and-so. It was a lady. I said, you've donated. We thank you. But I think a huge mistake has happened. Maybe two. One, you meant to donate $20 and it was $2,000. And two, it did it twice. I mean, this was within a minute of us getting it. And it maybe took her 30 minutes and she responded back. And I called her, gave me her number. And I said, hey, Kevin Jackson here. I really appreciate the donation. And I said, but I'm here panicked. And she goes, well, I got your note. She says, well, don't be panicked. And I go, well, I would be panicked if I went to give 20 bucks and gave 2,000 and then they took it out twice. She says, no, I meant to give you 2,000. And she goes, I didn't mean to hit the button twice. And she kind of chuckled. And she goes, but you know what? Keep it. What? She says, you know what? Keep it. And I was overwhelmed. You know, here's a person that can write a check like that, accidentally give me another 2,000 and go, that's no big deal. I like what you do. Dear Lord, loud as we say in the black community, loud. Oh my goodness. So yeah, I've got this conundrum. Just thought I'd share that with you. I actually wanted to talk about truisms. Truisms, the sun will rise in the east, it'll set in the west. That's a truism. Some people call them cliches. I don't know. I think there are some cliches, but I believe that there are truisms. And supposedly with a truism, you don't learn anything new. You don't learn anything new when you know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, unless, of course, you don't know that. Here's one they say is a cliche. Life's not fair. It isn't. We could go, well, this person lives a charmed life. Still, life's not fair. I guarantee you, the person that you see living a charmed life, they got their own struggles you don't even think about. I'll give you an example.
I've been around some of the most beautiful women in the world together. And I swear to you, you would think it was the ugly girls in high school party. These gorgeous women will nitpick themselves. They will go, oh my gosh, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. She's so beautiful. She's so gorgeous. It's crazy. And you're thinking to yourself, do you realize that, whew, you are all that? You've heard the saying, this above all to thine self be true. Shakespeare writes supposedly was a mock of Polonius. Was he mocking him? To thine self be true. Would you really want people to know all about you? I mean, yeah, you want to be true to yourself. Sure thing. But then there's that conundrum of, do I want people to know what my true self is? And that was sort of the idea around the mock in Hamlet. I love Yogi Berra's truism. You observe a lot by watching. That's another one of those that you go, yeah, leaves you scratching your head a little bit. Very true. You learn a lot by watching. Let me tell you what you learn a lot about truisms is when you study politics. Let me give you some truisms. A truism is this. Barack Obama was one of the worst, if not the worst, president in history. Donald Trump is one of the best, if not the best, president in history. You want another truism? Donald Trump won the election in a landslide. You want another truism? The media and the leftist cabal have gone against us to make us not believe the truth. And I could go on. I could give you truisms about Wu Flu. The statistics don't back up the activities surrounding it. These are truisms. You observe a lot by watching.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday after passing a relief bill. The bill now awaits President Trump's signature.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's economy continuing to rebound. It grew by 33.4% between July and September. That's slightly better than last month when the number was at 33.1%. The big jump follows a steep decline of 31.4% between April and June when many businesses were forced to shut down. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Lindsey Graham says a special counsel is needed to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of President-elect Joe Biden.
You have a U.S. attorney in Delaware that's looking at tax fraud, but he's not looking at his overseas dealings, Hunter Biden's dealings in the Ukraine and China.
The South Carolina Republican saying it's time to get more serious about Hunter and what he did.
I would take the U.S. attorney in Delaware and give him the entire Hunter Biden portfolio so he could look at everything Hunter Biden did throughout the world.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Facebook and Alphabet's Google agreed to cooperate and assist one another if they ever faced any investigation into their pact to work together in online advertising, according to an unredacted version of a lawsuit filed by 10 states against Google last week. The suit, as filed, cites internal company documents that were heavily redacted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do I get tired of you? I don't really hear my voice. When I was a kid, I would play with remember those old tape recorders, and you play it, and then you'd hear it back, and you'd go, that doesn't sound like me. I'm well beyond that. I know what I sound like. I sound like an old man that's been smoking for 50 years. No, I don't. I sound like Burgess Meredith. I actually have a really good voice. I have to talk all day. It's exhausting. It really is. You can hear the tired in my voice. If you're a discerning listener, you know when I'm broadcasting and it's the beginning or at the end. You could come in anywhere in the show and you could go, oh, he's towards the end. Because your voice just gets weaker. I wonder, do you overuse it? Do you only get so many words in life? I remember when I was a kid, I thought that. You only get so many words. Be very talk. Don't be so talkative. That's not how life is made. Fortunately, for me anyway. President Trump is playing the long game, and I want to give you guys something to think about as you contemplate the holidays and the New Year's, and should you be celebrating, and what everything that's going on. President Trump won on election night. The butt-kicking he gave Joe Biden in the deep state was one for the record books. So why must we wait to slap the smug smiles off the faces of these cheaters? Because anything less doesn't drain the swamp. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're going to get the best, most clever radio here of anywhere, and we're going to make you think. We're going to make you have to dig inside of yourself and become more critical thinkers. We're going to make you better. That's what we're here for. I don't know what you get from other people. They may, hey, here's what the word is. I don't give you the word. I give you what I think it is, and I challenge you to challenge me. I gave a Kev talk that highlights much of what I'm about to tell you, and I'm probably going to do another one because leading up to this moment where I tell you, aha, I was right, we keep getting these fewer additions, things that keep adding to the flavor of what I said, which is Donald Trump will serve a second term. And first, the president's legal team has now presented its case to the Supreme Court. Are you aware of this? You probably are because that's mainstream news. But what you may not know is they learned a lot from Texas's screw-up. You remember the one that Texas got joined by all those states? And they filed their case under Article 2 and not Article 3? I'm sorry, they filed their case under Article 3 and not Article 2, which is what they should have done. I got it screwed up. But that's the reason why the Supreme Court was able to reject it in hand. The president's not making that mistake. Are you aware of this? So, because you might be thinking, well, Texas filed and they threw that out. What if they throw this one out? There's still remedies. Hang in there, folks. The president is now in possession of the report from the Director of National Intelligence. I said this on my Kev talk. I hope you will go to YouTube, Google the Kevin Jackson Show, Google Kevin Jackson, the Black Sphere, something. You'll find me, subscribe, and listen to these Kev talks. Tell other people about them. Anyway, this report proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that this election was tainted. It was fraud. And it specifically references foreign interference in this election cycle, and it cannot be ignored. In another interesting twist of fate, Barr is leaving the administration. Now, there are people out there going, Barr's a bad guy. He could be. I think that he's done some things that made me take some pause. I've said it on here. But I can't tell you definitively that he's good or bad. But I do find something interesting. See, because we've been led to believe that his departure is acrimonious. And that's where the media loves to bait us. Oh, the president and Barr mad at each other. He's leaving because he's upset. Maybe he is. I don't know. I know the president was upset that Barr didn't release all the Hunter Biden stuff. But to be honest with you, it wasn't going to matter. The cheat was in. We could have hammered Hunter Biden. They didn't want Hunter Biden discussed because it would help to push the narrative that the Bidens were squeaky clean. There's no reason to be looking at them. No reason for a special counsel. No reason for any of this stuff. Anyway, Barr's leaving 2 days before Christmas. What's that, today? I don't know, whatever day. He's leaving before Christmas. So, was this political theater that the president was doing? Because some people believe Barr was leaving because it allows him to be called as a witness. That was the first thing Melissa said to me. She's got a legal background. She's like, I smell a rat. I don't think that this is a bad breakup. I don't know. I don't have an answer. But he does have a lot of knowledge in this Russian witch hunt. And remember, when he came on board, he had already said publicly, I think this is a witch hunt. I think what they did to Trump is the wrong thing to do. He let it play out, but he was vocal. Much to the chagrin of the left. And on the subject of Russia farce, Durham got upgraded. October the 19th, he got upgraded from special investigator to special counsel. Looking into the Russia stuff, he's supposed to go back to the source. It expanded his reach. Supposedly now, Durham can go anywhere to any state because he is now special counsel. He's not limited to just, I don't know, a jurisdictional thing. Just trying to figure it out here with you folks. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. So, why take us through the entire process? Well, first, the Democrats asked for it. The Democrats started the fight. They could have just let this election go the way it was going to go, which is Trump wins in a landslide. But they didn't do that. They cheated in multiple ways, and they did it blatantly and openly, and they're daring us to prove it. Second, why do we have to go through this entire process? Because in order for America to return to greatness, it is absolutely positively necessary that we drain the swamp. Not a little bit, but completely. Now, you can bet President Trump preferred to get his rightful win on election night. Who wouldn't want that? But he indicated, he intimated, this may not happen. Because, see, there's a lot of shenanigans the Democrats are doing. He warned us about mail-in ballots. He warned us. These appear to be the second biggest source of election fraud, second only to the manipulation of these various voting machines, mostly by Dominion voting systems. But here's the magic question. It's kind of like the magic question of Hunter Biden, which is, what did Hunter, why was he paid all that money? What was his role? Because every person, every group that paid him, you got to ask yourself, what did they get? They didn't get his expertise. Well, if you apply that same thing to President Trump and you ask yourself, what does President Trump do if he knows that the cheat's in? Now, with Hunter Biden, you're not going to get an answer because that money went into a black hole, went into the Biden family war chest. But with Donald Trump, you ask that question, if he knew the fraud would occur, it makes sense that he might have planned on how he could expose it. So, we are where we are. That sounds like a truism, huh? Anyway, fighting things out in the court of public opinion, the president constantly tweets, the cheat, the big cheat was in, they cheated. And of course, social media goes, this is yet to be verified. This is an unverified thing, unverified. It's not unverified. I guess you could say there was a lot of voter irregularities, and maybe they would say, well, that's not unverified. But did the Democrats really cheat? Yeah, they did. But they're splitting hairs. Anyway, for those keeping score in the court of public opinion, Trump wins easily. Nobody believes Biden won legitimately. Nobody. I don't care what media outlets you see. I don't care what polls you see. Nobody believes it. But see, there are other courts. And on those fronts, Trump allows the civil, the criminal, and the federal courts to fail. He had to. He challenges governors and state legislators to do the right thing. Then he asked the election officials, hey, look, you need to stop the cheat. How about you do that? How about you stop it? How about you just, you know, understand that we know what's going on? Giving them a chance. Giving you the rope. You going to hang yourself? A lot of people are. So if you recap and you go through, and we're going to play a clip when we come back, because we're not going to have time to get through all these different things, because what I want to tell you next is all the things that Trump has and why he's about to make this next move. It's going to brighten your day. It's going to make for your Christmas. It's going to make for your New Year. And it's going to make for the next 4 years. Because Trump's got him. He's been saying it all along. And he's trying to get him to pay attention. But if it needs to play out, he's willing to let it play out. We're going to take a short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The fight over the election, not over yet. A brand new report by Peter Navarro details election fraud that's said to be more than sufficient to swing the victory to Trump. It details six dimensions of alleged election irregularities, including outright voter fraud, ballot mishandling, contestable process fouls, equal protection clause violations, voting machine irregularities, and significant statistical anomalies in six of these battleground states, two of which show widespread evidence of all six dimensions. Georgia, with over 400,000 ballots in question, while Biden saw a victory with just about 12,000 votes. And in Nevada, where Biden's victory margin was 33,000 votes, over 100,000 ballots Navarro cites as possibly illegal. The report questions not only the fairness and integrity of the 2020 election, but all future elections if the irregularities aren't investigated. Joining me now, the author of the report, Peter Navarro. All right, Peter, you did this in your private capacity. We want everybody to know that. But what was the thing that you saw which just you said, wow, I cannot believe that just happened?
I think the catalyst, Jesse, was at midnight on election night when the president had what seemed to be insurmountable leads in four key battlegrounds, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And then shortly thereafter, in the dead of night, we began to see these surges of Biden votes, and we wind up with these curious, like very tight, thin margins across six states, Arizona and Nevada, by the way, on election night. We thought we're going to move to us smartly as well. So I watched over the next several weeks as people tried to sort this out. And I thought what was missing in all of this was kind of like the 30,000-foot look at the chessboard, Jesse. So I spent over a week looking through thousands of documents, photos, videos, all sorts of evidence. I put on my Harvard cap as an economist with training in writing in law journals and try to parse all this out. You get to the bottom of this in granularity and it just jumps out at you. Coordinated Democrat strategy, stuff the ballot box with often dubious illegal mail-in and absentee ballots. And one of the big takeaways for me, it's the Tolstoy Anna Karenina quote, like, happy families are all alike, but unhappy families are different in their own way. It's the same thing with these six battleground states. Every state kind of stole it differently. I mean, in Georgia, you've got this funky consent decree that wiped out signature matches. In Nevada, you got cash cards going to Native Americans and just outright bribery for Biden. In Wisconsin, you got these indefinitely confined voter abuses where people don't really have to show who they are. They're supposed to be confined at home and they're out skiing on the slopes of Aspen. I mean, it's a cesspool.
Indeed, it is a cesspool. President Trump is well aware of it at this point. Fear not. We know the theft occurred. The attempted theft. It's like a theft occurred and you had security cameras all over the place. The cops know a theft occurred. They just can't identify the criminals. Have you seen those types of things where they're like, a crime was committed in this convenience store. Somebody got shot or we can see the person stealing, but they have a hoodie on and the mask. I saw a thing like that just recently where the guy is stealing and they go, can you identify this person? Sorry, can't identify him because they got on that stupid mask. The cesspool. So what does Trump have? How does he do this? And I've been in the last segment, I talked about this. I said, if Trump knew the fraud occurred, what would he do? Why is he letting it play out? Why is he letting all this stuff happen that's happening right now? And here's what I can tell you he's got. He's got all the NSA data. And, you know, as much as that swamp, you know, was still in existence, he's got the data. He's got the supercomputer. If people keep talking about this Kraken regimen, I keep telling folks, they call the Kraken this software package that was on this computer system. So I know that exists as well. They call it the Alice computer system. And then there are other systems out there that let me just put it this way. All data remains there. He's got electors in, multiple battleground states who are now both sending their delegates to the convention. Now, one of the things that we talked about a little bit, we touched on it, is the Insurrection Act. And here's what they say. President Trump threatens to deploy active duty military forces to quell nationwide protests that sparked debate at the highest levels of government and drawn widespread attention to a centuries-old law granting the commander-in-chief authority to allow soldiers to police their fellow citizens. The collection of statutes now known as the Insurrection Act provides President with the authority to employ active duty military against U.S. citizens during extraordinary circumstances of civil unrest or rebellion that threaten the state or its government superseding other laws that generally prevent the use of forces like the Army domestically in a law enforcement capacity. So, he's got that. He's also got the thing that we talked about before, which is the executive order that he did. So, we got data. We got videos on top of videos. We produced one. It's got probably a million hits at this point. But we produced all this stuff to show people that there's empirically no way that Joe Biden won. I said earlier that if Joe Biden would hold his supposed inauguration, he says, well, I don't want to do it because of Wu flu. Joe Biden does not want to have a ceremony because it'll prove that nobody cares. The guy wouldn't get 1,000 people at that event. The Congressional Black Circus clowns wouldn't even show up unless they got paid. So anyway, here's the other thing that people don't realize about what could happen at this convention. Mike Pence is the final person to decide on what to accept. He does not have to accept the ballots, the Electoral College's findings. He can reject them. He can say, I'm only accepting the states where we don't have any issues, but I'm rejecting these 7 states. I want something to be done. The Insurrection Act. Again, the National Defense Authorization Act. One guy wrote, the 14th Amendment, the 2018 executive order, of course, which allows for the rejection of the election based on foreign interference, which happened. 27th of January, 2017, the very first presidential executive order, the Patriot Act, the FISA warrants, the possible declassification of everything, including WikiLeaks, one guy wrote in an email to me. These are some of the other things. So the point I'm making is this. When Trump started doing this, and he understood what was happening, he said, wait a minute. I can't only, this is what I have to look at. I look at 2018, and I said, it was a strange midterm. We should have won. Now, Trump held his own in comparison to other presidents, but I'm telling you, he had done enough in 2 years to where people should have been saying, "This, we definitely are pro-Trump." I know so many people that shifted in the first 2 years, it's ridiculous. So we should have had a really good showing in 2018, and we didn't. And that's when Trump went, something's up. And that's when he started his digging. And as much as these people want you to believe, they want to believe, oh, we got away with it. I'm telling you, he already said, they're pencil whipping us. So I believe that when you look at everything that these guys have, and when he, and as I said, the case is now, it's going into the final phases of the court system. They've lost in the court of public opinion. The Democrats have. As much as they've tried to quell it, there are still 80 plus million people who know Donald Trump won. And so now that Donald Trump has said, okay, I've won in the court of public opinion. I'm taking it to the Supreme Court. I've got all the data. He can just absolutely go gangster. And I think that's exactly what's about to happen. I said this on a radio show on Bill Cunningham's show the other day. I'm not sure if Bill agreed. But anyway, we've got to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.